Michigan State University's Broad Art Museum is indeed celebrating its first birthday with an event tonight called Global. Along with food, fashion, and art, there'll be live music by the aforementioned Mahogany. And it's been 1 year since the Broad opened. Since that opening, thousands of people have visited the museum to see not only contemporary art on display, but see the building itself. The Zaha Hadid design may always be controversial, but there's no denying the attention it has received. And we're going to take a look back at the Broad's first year and look ahead as well by welcoming back founding director Michael Rush. Happy birthday to the Broad, and nice to see you again,
well, thank
Michael.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. It's hard to believe we're a year old already.
It has flown. Let's start with some of the first year numbers reported this week in the Lansing City Pulse. The Broad Art Museum has had more than 107,000 visitors. All 50 states have been represented. The District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, 80 countries. You've had 5,000 donors. You have 670 members. 335 artworks have been displayed, special events. How do those metrics play out
fantastic.
For
I
you?
I want to go to that museum.
You
got to
go check this out.
Yeah, you know, it's really been beyond our wildest expectations. We've now surpassed 110,000 in the last few days. And, you know, when I first came here a few years ago, the thing that struck me most about this wonderful university, MSU, and where the museum might fit in it, my feeling was that we wanted to become the cultural arm of this great global enterprise that really is MSU. Now, MSU doesn't go around building satellites all around the world, but MSU has a presence in almost every country around the world. And I said to myself, look, we want to reflect that global presence in our presentations and in our lively programs, exhibitions, and so forth. So I'm happy to report that, you know, that we're really delivering on our vision. We've had, as you mentioned, artists from all over the world, visitors from 80 countries, and on and on and on. It's, you know, I feel when I think about it, when I think about the response that we've had, you know, the enormous response from the public that we've had is sort of the hallmark of our, not only our visibility here, but a recognition of the desire that so many people have to have us here. And it's just very heartwarming. You know, we're a global museum, yes, but we're on Grand Avenue in East Lansing, Michigan, and that's where our home is. And, you know, we talk about people from around the world visiting, but most people are regional visitors.
Anderson Economic Group, a study by them, did project 150,000 visitors. How attached to that number did you become?
Well, I didn't. You know, I take projections and all of that as, you know, as we should take them, you know, that these are best-case scenarios given the data that is there. So I feel, given our, you know, our relatively small numbers as a city, as an urban center, and given the fact that we are a contemporary art museum where there has not been a contemporary art museum, that we're sort of new, and the building is different, I think the fact that people have responded in such great numbers is really, really heartwarming.
How are visitor numbers tracked anyway? I mean, people can come and go without paying or speaking
to
anyone.
They don't pay. We have people with clickers. It's not terribly sophisticated. You know, as people, you know, in my profession in the museum world, we're always looking for ways to measure guests and who they are and where they come from and blah, blah, blah. But we do, we record the fact that of everybody who enters in the door, and then we take samplings of people, our visitor guides do, and ask them where they're from and how they heard about the museum. So we're really constantly working on how to update that to the 21st century. But, you know, we don't have tickets for admission and so forth, so there's no immediate data source for that kind of thing.
During your first year, and even before opening, the Broad sponsored off-site events in places like Old Town Lansing and across Grand River from the museum and the former Barnes & Noble bookstore. Are more off-site events planned for the future?
We certainly hope to, yes. I mean, part of this is economics. You know, all the great things we're doing inside the museum have certain, you know, budgetary requirements. And we are absolutely in favor of and want to continue doing offsite projects. We'll be doing public art projects, which is sort of offsite, but those will be on the streets. And in terms of buildings, yeah, we had a great time in Old Town last year. Funding dependent, we would like to do some of those things again. Absolutely.
Numbers aside, Michael, what about the museum's reception from the wider art world, the national and international attention it got when it opened and in the past year?
Well, I'm very proud to say that I think we're on pretty much everybody's map. We, by virtue of the high visibility of our architect, our Pritzker Prize-winning architect, who's now doing projects, you know, everywhere around the world, Zaha is. And Eli Brode, our founding donor, he and his wife. You know, these two people alone are so broadly known in the international art world that their names bring a lot of recognition. And we have outreach. I mean, largely the world is knowing about us is because of the outreach and the collaborations that we're making. We're collaborating with foundations in Istanbul and Iraq, oddly, which I'd love to talk about if you have time, Brazil, all around many parts of the world where actually, with the exception of Iraq, the MSU already has a strong presence. And that's sort of the pattern that we're following. We want to establish international relationships in countries where MSU is particularly strong. I think that feeds us both ways. But in terms of, I mean, we're in the international press all the time. A German magazine just featured us, big story last week. We've been working with, I think this is important to say, we've been working with the top PR firm, museum PR firm in New York to spread our word around. I mean, I'm not the type of person who likes to keep good things hidden under a bushel. I want people to know about us. And as a global museum, I want the globe to know about us. Mm. So I think anywhere that I've traveled and navigated, people know who we are.
What can you tell us about the coming year? Are there artists you're looking forward to bringing our attention to, or artists you'd like to exhibit?
Well, one of the big things that we're doing this year, coming year, is that we have hired the first mainland Chinese curator of contemporary Chinese art in a U.S. museum, and he's organizing a very large museum-occupying exhibition on contemporary Chinese art. And that's a very big deal for us. There'll be several contemporary Chinese artists represented. Several will come and visit and give talks and so forth. The curator's name is Chun Chen Wang. He's a really great guy. He's based in Beijing, but he spends part time with us. Our terrific curator, Allison Gass, has organized a group of shows called Global Focus, which features one artist, one from Iran and several other countries. And also, we'll be continuing this very interesting program of having significant artists, like the current person we have now is Hope Gangloff from Brooklyn, who is curating an exhibition using our collection. You know, we have a 7,500 object collection that we've inherited from the Kresge Art Museum.
Yes.
So we've invited these artists to curate exhibitions with their own work and with the artwork that's in our authority in our collections. And it's a really fantastic combination and mix and match and contextualizing of contemporary art in new ways. We've got some really terrific artists coming along.
Well, we want to congratulate you and everybody affiliated with the Broad Art Museum on your first birthday, first anniversary. A celebratory event tonight is called Global Food, Fashion, and Art. Michael Rush, founding director of the Broad Art Museum.
Tickets still available. Come on in.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, thank you.